we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Well, welcome back to the show. That is my good friend Barry Ebert with his song, It's What We're Thinking About. And obviously that's where I stole the name of this show. I love that song, and I have told people in the past to stay tuned. It should be out on a CD, I believe, in November. And I will certainly let you know how to get your hands on that if you love that song as much as I do. One of these mornings here, we will play that song all the way through. It's not exactly a shorty. It's kind of a throwback to a old kind of Dylan protest song. So it takes a while to play, but we may just let it go here and one day in the very near future. The one thing I wanted to say was at the end of the last hour, I was talking about emailing me for coaching. If you are interested in coaching, I make an offer to anyone who picks up this broadcast and is interested. I will offer you a complimentary coaching session where you will find out if coaching will work for you and how it works. You'll find out if I'm someone that you can be coached by, and I will find out if you're a client who will work for me. I will give you that complimentary coaching session with no obligation to continue whatsoever. Just send me an email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. We are here with our guest, India Moon. We are talking about all kinds of stuff here this morning. But we were talking about, well, actually at the break, she and I were talking briefly about the community that she is envisioning and endeavoring to put together here. And India, just talk a little bit about what you were saying about the music and the arts and stuff, bringing that into the community. We only have a couple of minutes here before our next break.
Music, we want to utilize music. We want to utilize art. I have a silversmither and also a filmmaker, and just storytelling and flute playing, and just bring this magic where it's a hands-on magic, not sitting in front of the TV watching, but actually doing and creating. And that's what we are on this planet, creators. We create our realities and our lives. And if we want to be miserable, we are creating that misery.
That's exactly what the name of this show is. It's what we're thinking about. We create all of that for the good or for the bad. It all comes from our thought processes and what's going on in our own heads. And I find, though, my biggest problem is, not my problem really, but the thing that I run into here is that so many people feel lost. They just don't know where to start. They'd like to change their lives. They'd like to change their negative thinking to positive thinking, but the truth is they just don't have a clue where to go. And I think that's the beauty of creating a community for children, because that's where it's got to start. And we have so unlearned our kids about how to take care of themselves, how to go within and solve their own problems, how to know to go to the source, and that at source is where you find the answers to your problems. We're going to take a break here. This is Ken Ludwig. I'm here with my guest, India Moon. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
As we play that song, I'm liking it more and more and more. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. If you would like to discuss with myself or my guest, India Moon, exactly what we're talking about here, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. India, you were just talking, we were talking a minute ago here about the kids and about, I have this thought process, okay? My thought process is that the next evolution of mankind is not going to be a physical evolution. It is an evolution in consciousness. And I believe that we are creating a cutting edge for a tipping point in that evolution of consciousness. And I really don't, I don't have any grand illusions that it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I'm pretty clear that it's going to happen in the lifetimes of the teenagers, of the young kids. And I think that part of that is people like you who are looking to create environments where children can flourish, where their minds can flourish, where their consciousness can expand, if you will, as opposed to, I think what we do in this society is, my belief, my metaphysical belief, is that we come into this world knowing everything we need to know, and then we are just unlearned of all of it by society, our parents, our teachers, whatever. And I think it's imperative that we create an environment for children to grow, I don't like this expression particularly, but to grow organically, if you will.
That's a good one. That's true. And what I was saying about our children, you know, what the parents have done and what we've done is say, okay, I wanted to be a track star. I wanted to be a soccer player. And we've put our children in so many classes that fill up their time that they can't use their imagination because they have to be at this meet, that meet. I have parents that invested their lives into their children because I came from a ski area in having their kids be on the ski team, thinking they're going to be on the Olympics. And what's happened as that child grew and got into, out of high school, they hated skiing because it was shoved down their throat and it wasn't their dream inside of them, what they desired to do. So instead of us shoving our dreams down our children's throat, we need to allow them to find out what their dream is and encourage them to be who they are, not who we want them to be. And we as adults need to go and achieve our own dreams so that we're fulfilled, so that we don't need to shove our dreams down our children's throat, that we can live out our dream. We are here to live our life, not to live our life through our child. So it's just not about children at this community. It's about teaching adults to become fulfilled with who they are and fulfill their dream. Because if you cannot fulfill your own dream, you can't live it through someone else.
That's, and too often that's you see that all the time, parents living their dreams through their children. And more importantly, though, I think something you mentioned early on, or a little earlier in the conversation, was the idea that we have our kids enrolled in so many classes. I have brothers and sisters who go nonstop from soccer to dance to this, that, and the other thing. And the kids don't have any time to just be. They are constantly doing. And it's, and you know, there's the old joke. We are human beings. We are not human doings. And everybody needs to have some time. And I think with the stuff you're talking about, I think that clarity starts in meditation. I think that clarity starts in the silence, because I'm clear that the silence is the voice of God. And that is where we actually start to understand things about who we are. We don't understand anything about who we are at soccer practice.
Absolutely. It's being comfortable being alone with yourself. And most people are not comfortable being alone with themselves. They need to fill that void.
That's a big one right there. Before you can take another step forward in this existence, before you can change anything about your life to the positive, rule number one is you must get comfortable in your own skin.
Whatever that skin is.
Exactly right. Whatever it is, whatever it looks like. You know, that's interesting. You just made me flash on the expression of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa said that there was that we were to look for Jesus Christ in all of his disturbing disguises. And it occurred to me after a while of hearing that the truth is that all of the disturbing disguises were applied by me. I was the one who decided that people had disturbing disguises. And so when you're talking about being comfortable in your own skin, it is only your own skin. It's not anyone else's skin. It's not what you think their skin is. It's only about yourself and what you feel inside of you.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, we got a caller on the line here. Would you like to talk to someone here and see what they have to say?
Sure.
We've got Robert from Utah on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
Pretty good. Been enjoying the conversation.
Well, good.
And how do I add? Where do I go? There's so many things. A while ago, I came across the understanding about being, and I've done a radio show for a long time, and words are really important to me, and I thought communication was all about the words, but I find in communication, words are only 7%. So as people face-to-face or even on the air, communication is going on much more than just what words are. And this thing about being and allowing people to be is just really important. There's another thing I found. I am so on top of, paid so much attention to all the things that are going around us. Like, this country's in a whole lot of trouble. And if you dwell there, you can really just get lost in all that darkness. But there's another phrase I heard a long time ago. I think it's significant. It's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. And I think this candle lighting is going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, one of the frustrating things I've found is that all around us, and the native people know this, around us, this Roman-like society that runs this country, how everything is quantified by its dollar value, even people and even things. And it's like we've lost our soul in the middle of all of this. And there are those who continue to chase power and money and dominion. And their systems of control and dominion, I think, are going to collapse around their head. I think that's what we get to see. And one more point. I think as this transition comes right in front of us, this transition that's in front of us is moving, that for some people it's going to be the end, but I think for others it's going to be the beginning.
Absolutely. I want to say the darkness cannot abide the light, and that if you take the words apart, you lose the meaning. It's like a song. You have to allow the words to be what they are, and if you start picking one little word because it irritates you out of there and pick it apart because of that, you lose the essence and meaning of the message that's trying to come through to you.
Doing a radio show, I've been on top of and had connections with all of the things that a politician does that's wrong. Oh, boy, we saw this, and we know about that. We have contacts who say about this, and you can just dwell there, everything that's wrong, everything that's going bad. And if you spend all your time there, pretty much it's kind of like a tar baby, kind of gets stuck on you.
Mm-hmm.
I work with an organization called NATO Indian Nation. It's NATO. And been a part of it for about 7 or 8 years. There's a project I've been asked to do to unify all the Indian tribes in this country. It's just an amazing project. Just put it in my lap, and I'm thinking the Creator's got to be a part of this, to come in together. I understand that more than half of this nation was never put under treaty, and I think because of the banking situation that's now going on, huge major situation, that there are those who are quantifying the value of bodies of water, regions of mountains, and handing them over as collateral to world banks. And it's a real situation, but I believe that what the American Indians have is what this country needs. I think the remedy for the situation this country is going to find itself at getting back to, it's better to light a candle, curse of darkness. I would love to know if your guest has a website, and appreciate the contents of your show. Thanks.
Robert, we will absolutely give you India's website before this show is over. There's no two ways about that. I thank you very much for your call, and you reminded me of a thought very much about that light and dark thing, that no one ever got to the light by spending an inordinate amount of time rooting around and examining the darkness, and that's for sure. And I also appreciate your point about placing dollar value on things, and I think maybe we'll that's an important point. I think we'll wait till we come back from the break, and we'll talk about that some more. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm here with my guest, India Moon, and we will see you in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back to What We're Thinking About, and there's no turning back here either. We just had a great conversation before the break with Robert from Utah, and Robert, I hope you're still listening because we're going to give you some information here to for the website for India, and maybe some more information that might actually interest you a great deal. But I wanted to make a comment about what Robert said concerning placing dollar value on people and on bodies of water and on all kinds of material things, esoteric things, even intangible things. The truth of the matter is that we have made this really weird turn somewhere, and I'm not so sure it's not a turn that mankind made a long time ago, but we certainly have made this turn in the United States of America where we have taken our means of exchange, money, and we have turned that into our quantification of value. And that's just so far off the mark. You can place dollar value on a home, on a house, but you can't place dollar value on the home. You can place dollar value on, you know, years ago, I remember when they first did this, they placed a dollar value on the entire chemical makeup of the human body. And it's like a buck and change back then, so it's probably by now, well, with inflation and political stuff, it's probably 25 bucks. But regardless, you can place a dollar value on that. You certainly can't place a dollar value on a human being. And I think that's an important distinction to make. And it's a wrong turn that we've made. We place a dollar value on things that we really should never, ever, ever relate the two to one another. Dollars don't apply to an awful lot of things. And the one other thought I had was Robert made mention of a the things that are going on in this country, that it, at some point it will be the end for some people, it will be a beginning for others. And there's a great saying, and I don't know the saying exactly, but the bottom line is, what the caterpillar considers the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. And I think that's a great thought process about doors closing and doors opening, because no door ever closes without another door opening in your life. Be clear on that one. India, back to you, hon. We were talking about I don't even know what to call it. At the break there, you were mentioning to me about what you're going to do down in the Four Corners area. Why don't you put a little clarity around that?
Yes, as you said, a door closes and another door opens. Well, the door closed, and this beautiful person walked in my life that is a film director, and I have a story in God So Loved the World. And actually, the video we're going to be doing on it, it's going to be called The Storyteller. And it's in God So Loved the World that he said, let there be light. And then he said, let there be laughter. And the story goes on and explains why mankind is in the position that he is now. He untied the cord that his father and his Mother Earth weaved for him, that connected him to all of his brothers and sisters on all planets, planes, parallels, universes, and decided that he wanted to be above all things. And so he didn't keep his cord tied to himself, and he lost the ability to hear who his brothers and sisters were, and also his father that is above and below and all around him, and his mother, Earth. And that is where the solution lies, is retying that cord so that we can teach our children that everything on this planet is as precious as we are, and we aren't above anything. We're all equal, because we're all children of our Father God and our Mother Earth. So this person, we're talking about going down to the Four Corners area and to some of the sacred places in that area, and filming the story there out in the wild, not with a bunch of special effects, and having it go from my voice to a child's voice to an elder's voice, and showing if you show darkness, you have to show a solution to come out of the darkness. So this is a story of solutions, and we're excited about it, real excited. And that's going to involve music, and who knows what it's going to involve. I don't even know what yet.
So that's all good. That's all good. And it's interesting that... I always love to find the synchronicities in everything, and it's interesting that Robert would have been our caller here a little while ago, and he has this connection to the Native American community. I think it's very interesting that what you're doing is also tied to the Native American community, and I don't think we had necessarily mentioned that prior to Robert's call.
No.
We're about to take a break right here. When we come back from the break, I'd like you to give everybody your website information and maybe talk a little bit more about your books, and we'll just continue taking it from there. In the meantime, well, you know what? Maybe we have a couple of seconds here. Why don't you go ahead and give your website?
Okay.
Nope, you know what? Never mind, held it. There's the music. I was smarter than I thought I was. We are coming to a break here. We're going to take 3 minutes off. This is Ken Ludwig with India Moon, and this is what we're thinking about. Talk to you in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Back to the show. And this is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. If you want to talk to me or my guest, India Moon, please give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. We'll be glad to talk to you about pretty much anything you want to talk about. Of course, the rules apply. First rule is, must be something about which I know a little something, otherwise there's no sense talking about it. Then it's your show and not my show. We will not blame anybody because we're very clear on this show that everything starts within ourselves. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, we will not argue about anything. We can certainly disagree, but there will be no arguments on this show because that doesn't get anybody anywhere. So, India, we were just ending that last segment with about to give your website address out. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay. The website is www.india, I-N-D-I-A-L-R-A-L-A-R, moon, M-O-O-N, .com.
Why don't you do that again, just so people have a chance to write that down.
It is www.india, I-N-D-I-A-L-R-A-L-A-R, moon, M-O-O-N, .com. And alar means wings in Latin.
Aha, I was going to ask you that. You're reading my mind now.
We're connected.
I guess. What exactly will people find on your website, India?
Well, on the website, they will find some of my thoughts for today. I have letters to Viggo Mortensen, the Lord of the Rings. He told me to write him. He would listen, and I was trying to explain to him what putting in the movies, what you are putting in the movies affects your children. So that's on there. And the three books, She Who Remembers and God So Loved the World and Where Are the Fathers are on there. And we're getting ready to have some sections for art. And I'm going to be doing a weekly article on that website. But as far as I know, at this point, there isn't an email on there.
Okay. So maybe if, let me think here, if people wanted to reach you, maybe I'll have them. Why don't you folks, if anybody's out there wants to email India and get a hold of her, why don't you go through one of my email addresses here. Let's use endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endless. Possibility, not possibilities, but possibility, singular. Endless possibility at earthlink.net. If you want to get a message through to India Moon, go ahead and email me, and I will make sure that she gets the information. And in particular, I want to put this out there because you and I talked about it at a break, and we didn't really say it out loud. Robert in Utah, hopefully that you are still listening. There is definitely some connection here to be made as far as India's project in the Four Corners area and your connection to the Native American community. So please, if you would, make it a point to take advantage of that email address, endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and make sure that you somehow, some way, identify yourself as Robert in Utah so that I know that that's who it is trying to get a hold of India, because there's obviously something to be done there. Who knows what that's going to look like. I love the fact that we never know what it's going to look like, and the less time you spend picturing how exactly what it's going to look like, the more surprising and wonderful it will be. There's no sense drawing too small a picture, because you do not want to limit the divine, and what God may have in store for you may be way bigger than anything you can picture in your little mind. So anyway, back to what we were talking about here. You've given out the website. The project in the Four Corners area, is where is that standing right now? Is that in the works? Is it just in the planning stages? What are you doing there?
Well, right now we're working on me reading, because I'm going to read the story, and we're working on just getting ready to go out and do stuff. This all happened like in 1 week. And it's amazing. I go, well, we're talking, and I say, well, you know what? You're a minority, because this person's Native American. And I said, you know, I'm a minority because I'm a woman. Let's go get a grant. So the doors are just opening, and we're just walking through it. And it we're interested in anyone that is of like mind and wants to see this planet become a well planet and themselves become well. So I'm very interested in Robert making this contact. And at this point, I can't give my phone number out.
That's okay. We don't give out phone numbers on the air. But, it's interesting to me that as I have done this show, and up until a couple of weeks ago, I was doing this show three nights a week for an hour. And this Saturday morning show, it just seems to have, it has a different feel, and I really kind of like this time slot, the couple of people who have called in, I like talking to them. I like their mindset a little bit more. And it is coming to pass that little by little, I am hearing from people who are like-minded. And I really did not think, and there's no insult meant here, I didn't think that there were going to be a whole lot of listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network that would be anywhere near like-minded with me. And I'm finding that not necessarily to be the truth, that there are more people either of that like-mindedness or people who are willing to listen, people who will find the message fascinating, that there really truly is only one of us, and we are all here together, and we are all in this together, and that the railing against, quotes, the powers that be, or make one or anything, blaming anyone or anything, gets us collectively nowhere, because all it ever does is keep us thinking in terms of the problem, it keeps us in victimhood mode, and we never start to think in terms of solutions. We're always thinking about that other shoe. We're always thinking about Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will. And we kind of expect that. And I think that is, I think we get completely bludgeoned by the media with that. And it's, I mean, the media has its great sides. The media keeps us informed. But there's really more going on than just the violence. And now that we have 24/7 news, it's really kind of a little spooky that they are just, they give us the most vile and prurient stories they can find anywhere on the planet to put in front of us for the purposes of trying to get viewers. And I would so love to see that just kind of switch around and maybe have somebody somewhere out there have the nerve to put on just a positive news show.
Absolutely. The other thing that they do on our news media, which is just amazing to me, is we no longer have a Father God and the Mother Earth, but we have these gods and goddesses that are movie stars, and apparently their opinions count more than for the average person there that is working. But, you know, these people are just as miserable, if not more miserable, that have all this money, and they have weight problems and drug problems and eating issues, and it's more like a soap opera because they've all married each other at one point. You know, you might as well be watching General Hospital. And how come these people's opinions count more than your own, and you don't know what you want in your own body? You got to use your own mind.
That's so scary to me, that we are this celebrity obsessed society. And we put more stock in what particular celebrities might say politically than we do in actually finding out the facts and making our own opinion out of it. And it gets a little scary. And we know, my great example is what's her name? The girl that died, Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole.
You know, Anna Nicole to me is the great example, because is there anything about that poor girl that we didn't know? And did we really, really need to know? And was it any of our damn business to begin with? And in the end, she appears to just be some poor, it's not fair to call any life wasted, but it's hard to look at her life and see any fulfillment there. And it's a part of my whole look for the good mentality is that I think the good of some of the good of Anna Nicole's life is, of course, that beautiful baby that she produced. But I think the another aspect of it would be, how do we react to those things? Is there anybody out there who, as a result of all of the coverage of Anna Nicole's sad life, is there anybody out there who stopped paying attention to that stuff? Who decided that they were going to think for themselves for a change, that they were not going to follow the moves of every single celebrity on the planet, that they were not going to know what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and their children had for breakfast this morning. And that's
absolutely. And the other thing on her is, why is her life more important than yours? If you're that bored, then you need to wake up, go outside, and create some excitement for yourself.
There's a great thought. You know, it's kind of like the the overweight person who can't ever push away from the table. If you find yourself listening to this conversation, or have had similar conversations in the past, and you realize that you really don't need to know all this stuff about all these celebrities or all the negative news that's out there, push yourself away from the TV, just like an obese person needs to push themselves away from the table. We are just so bludgeoned with this information. And again, it's because of the 24/7 aspect of the news that they're just looking for anything to make news. And that's how these celebrities, or the celebutants, if you will, how they have become newsworthy, because they're just... There isn't enough news for CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, and all the rest of them. There just isn't enough out there for them all to be doing something different and drawing an audience. So the celebrities become an aspect of our, quotes, news coverage. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, the whole Paris Hilton incident with the jail thing was like a comic book episode. And my attitude about that whole thing was, who cares? And how is this poor little rich kid's DUI any more important than drug abuse and alcohol abuse among all of our teenagers, which once again appears to be on the rise after several years of going down?
Absolutely. And I had somebody say something to me, which I was appalled at. They said, I feel sorry for her. And I said, you know what? This person has had the world handed to them on a platter, and they've had the ability to take what they've been given in their life, because they haven't had to struggle the way a lot of people have, and take that and go out and actually create some good. And instead of doing that, they're spiraling into this dark hole being miserable. Well, maybe she needs to go out and get a job. How about that one?
Maybe somebody needs to put her in touch with her ego and learn her how to sublimate her ego a little bit and not make it the driving force of her life. But you know what? I'm also very clear that I'm not here to measure anybody else's spiritual progress. And where she is exactly where she needs to be at this particular point in her life. The thing that that I think is important for us all to pay attention to is what you said in the very beginning of this conversation, that we absolutely need to be making our own decisions, making our own thought processes. We have to not allow our thoughts to be influenced in any way by someone else's opinion. And it's not just celebrities. There's a lot of people out there on this, certainly at a higher level than RBN, but my ultimate example is Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh's got all these people who answer the phone and say ditto. To me, when they say ditto, all they're saying is, thank you for having my opinion for me, because I don't have one of my own, or I'm too lazy to have one of my own. And when a guy like him is creating the thought processes of his listeners, that gets a little scary. Because I think what I try to do on this show, I think I want to alert people to the fact that there are different ways for you to think. I don't want to tell you what to think. I want to give you an opportunity to change the way you think, and that's something that we talk about on this show. I certainly talked about it enough on the night show, and we'll talk about it here in the Saturday morning show as well, is how to change your thinking processes and move them from the negative default thinking that we are all used to and move into a more positive thinking process, so that when you do get into the lazy mode of not wanting to take responsibility, your default thinking is considerably more positive than what it is now. Because I think we all have that habit of sliding into the negative, and that only and always spirals downward. That is only about exploring the darkness. There's never any light there until you snap yourself out of it. And I think it would make a world of difference for everyone if they just kind of rarely ever went to that space, if their thinking process was, quotes, above that, if their default thinking process was above that. And that's my purpose on this show. And I think it's important that we recognize the only thing that we have total control of in this existence is our own thoughts. You control nothing else in this universe but your own thoughts, and you do control them, and you can change them, and you can make your life different, and you don't have to listen to someone else's opinion as or and make it your own. That was pretty long-winded.
The exciting thought about what you just said there was in each of us having our own opinion, and even if they're different opinions and we can disagree on opinions, it creates an excitement. If we all had the same opinion, we would be walking zombies. The differences make our life exciting, and we should embrace the differences. It gives our brain, like they say, now you need to do puzzles. But if you do puzzles too much, because you know all the words and everything, then the puzzles aren't good. They say you got to brush your teeth with the opposite hand and open the door with the opposite hand and do this and that and kind of just keep everything going in a different way, not get stuck in doing one thing or thinking one way. Being open, and in being open, you expand yourself to take in new ideas, and then you create excitement.
Absolutely. It is the diversity of life that keeps life interesting, and that's true on all levels, right down to brushing your teeth with the other hand. And it's interesting that we just, I think people in general have a habit of, we kind of get to be lazy with our habits. We're the things that we do, we just kind of take for granted. We don't spend any time in the moment of brushing our teeth. We just do it. And those things, even brushing your teeth, can be almost a meditation if you just take the time to make it such. I think we're going to take a break here. It is what we're thinking about. And I am Ken Ludwig. I am here with my guest, India Moon. And we will be back in 3 minutes.
Or conservatism. But globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. I really like that line. I don't know what it is. That's fun. That song's been out. God, it's got to be a 20-year-old song if it's a minute. And I never really paid any attention to that line before, but I love it. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. And I am here with my very special guest, India Moon, who was just going to come on for a little while and has now spent the entire show with me, for which I am immensely grateful. I hope you out there have enjoyed the conversation. India, do you have maybe a closing thought for the folks?
I'm just stoked, you know. It's amazing. What I'm going to say is give freely and you shall receive freely. That's with your words, the example you put out for other people, kindness, everything, not just wealth. God promises us prosperity. And if we give freely, we will receive freely.
Absolutely, the truth of life. There's no two ways about that. I want to thank you very much for being our guest, and I would think that maybe we'll do this again in the not-so-distant future.
I'm just thrilled that I have had this door open for me.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to be of service to you, and you have a magnificent afternoon.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, anyway, that was a great interview. I truly enjoyed having India with us today. She actually talks about some things that we've not talked about much on this show, and I really, truly enjoyed it. It was a great opportunity to chat. I read a thing the other day. As we're coming to the close of the show here, I just wanted to throw this out at you. Last week, I guess, or the week before, presidential candidate Mitt Romney's approval ratings among Republican voters have reached double digits. He's at 14% that now favor Romney as the candidate. That's up from 8% back in August. He's in third place behind Rudy Giuliani at 32% and Fred Thompson at 19%. And at that point, Fred Thompson wasn't even a candidate yet officially until he went on Jay Leno to announce that he was a candidate for the president. You know, there's something wrong with that picture, and I'm just not sure what the heck it is. But if we are going to Jay Leno to announce our candidacy for the president, something in this system is not working right, folks. And I'm looking at those three names, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and Fred Thompson, and I'm just going to put this out there, and maybe this is more words than I should say on this subject. I'm not particularly interested in having this show be too political, but there is certainly room for political commentary. If that's the best that Republicans can put out there, then we are certainly headed for another election where we'll be looking to elect the best of a poor lot to be president of the United States. We did that twice in a row, and this is what we've gotten. George W. Bush. Oh, my God. And, you know, Jimmy Carter, who I consider to be one of the worst presidents in history, but maybe the greatest man, the greatest human being to ever serve as president, Jimmy Carter said George W. Bush's administration will go down in the worst as the worst in the history of the nation. Boy, you know what? That's hard to argue with. Anyway, speak up, folks. If you want to have a better government, you got to make a better government. You got to vote in a better government. These clowns that are running on both sides of the aisle, man, oh, man, this is not the direction we want this country to go in. That's our show for this Saturday. My name is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a magnificent weekend.
It's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money. Some folks want your time. And they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent